Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time here. And of course, we've just celebrated the first anniversary of Money Life. And one of the features that I most wanted to do when we started is ETF of the Week. We have been talking with Tom Lydon every week for the last year, and it's been a lot of fun. But it's also been some serious business. I think if you go to ETFtrends.com, you will see that the record of the general picks, not just the stuff that we're doing, you'll see why Tom has such a good track record. Now, if you want more information, Tom, of course, president of Global Trend Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. Go to ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter specifically at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Chuck, great to be back. Has it really been a year?
It has been just over a year. So basically a year ago, you would have made your debut on Money Life.
Well, I've been having so much fun. It feels like a month.
The same can be said for me. That's what I hope happens. That's why I want this show to succeed, so that I can do this for the rest of my days and go, wow, the last 15 or 20 years of my career felt like it lasted about 2 months, 3 months. That's it. Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund, ticker UUP.
UUP is the ticker symbol. And again, we are talking about the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund. Well, if we're buying a bullish fund at a time when the market is near record highs, that means you got to feel pretty good about things, don't you?
Well, when you look at this, this is really a strict currency play. And I don't think we've done a specific currency play before. We've done some hedge currency and equity combination ETFs. But this is all about the dollar. And so far this year, we've seen the dollar appreciate compared to foreign currencies in general about 3%. And if you look at what's going on around the world, you look about Japan and the depreciation against the dollar due to the Bank of Japan's aggressive monetary policy, you take into account what's going on in the Eurozone, all the problems they continue to have, and as the euro continues to depreciate, and on top of that, the improving economic conditions here in the U.S., it's done very well for the U.S. dollar and really continues to do well as you look out throughout the end of the year.
But when you're talking about a currency play, you know, Tom, we have a lot of times where we talk trends, and it's really important, I always think, every week to try to make sure we discuss how long a trend we're playing, because the vast majority of your trends, you are not somebody who goes, ooh, I'm a trend trader. You know, let me buy a trend this week and sell the trend next week. That's distinctly not your methodology. But the minute you start talking currencies and emotions like bullish or bearish, well, then we're starting to talk shorter term trade. So what are the conditions here? What kind of trend and what kind of time frame are we looking at?
It's a great point, Chuck. Again, for the average investor, they should stay far away from this. But as we're trying to educate investors on all the different tools that are available regarding ETFs, and if you look at the way investors are diversifying overseas, you may be making money from an equity standpoint, but losing money from a currency standpoint. So here's a thought. Number one, we always talk about the 200-day average, and this ETF, UUP, is above its 200-day average. Our feeling is it will continue to be so throughout the end of the year unless we see some unforeseen circumstances. But if you're going to put an allocation in here, don't sell a foreign equity position or even a domestic equity position or even a long fixed income position. But if you have some money in cash that's not getting much yield at all, take a portion and put it in the UUP and just trade it on its 200-day average. And our feeling is, number one, you'll be diversified. And number two, you might even make a little bit of money while the dollar continues to strengthen.
With that in mind, for somebody who's doing this, because they have to be the more sophisticated investor, does that change how much they're willing to let it be of their portfolio? I mean, if you're going to take a more aggressive stance and you're going to do things that make you more aggressive and more active, do you then say, I need to make this a bigger chunk of my portfolio or a lesser chunk? Because if it's a lesser chunk, then any given bad trade doesn't hurt me.
Well, as you point out, they're all different types of investors. And for the average investor that's buying and holding an asset allocation, great, fantastic. Continue to do what you're doing. Stay away from this. However, there are more investors who maybe traded stocks before who are seeing that there are short-term trend opportunities within ETFs. Here's one of those opportunities, and rather than looking at all high-flying stocks, look at diversifying into some areas in ETFs, and currencies, commodities, provide those trends to take advantage of. And here with the strong dollar, there's an opportunity for investors if you happen to be a trader.
And what kind of opportunity? I mean, what's a reasonable return over what period of time?
Well, in something like this, again, we're not quite 6 months into the year, and you've made 3%. Boy, if you took a portion of your money market position and pushed it over there, that would have improved your overall yield by a great amount, right? So if you took 20% of your money market holdings and then traded it on the 200-day average on UUP, I think you'd improve your overall yield. But again, understanding that you can always lose money. And tomorrow may be the beginning of a decline for the U.S. dollar based on future economic news.
It's not a money market substitute. That much we know for sure. But it is a substitute for your conservative assets if you're feeling like you want to add some risk and you're that higher level investor. It's the ETF of the week, the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund, UUP. The ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends, president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, it's ETFTrends.com. It's at ETF Trends on Twitter, and it's at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, we know that you're where it's at. We hope you'll be back with us next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Looking forward to another fun year.
There is much more to go on the May the 2nd edition of Money Life. Stick around. The big interview's next. We'll be right back.